Good morning, 8:37 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Thursday edition of the program. And like we do every Thursday, our chat with Denise York from Coffeeville's Reawakening. How are you doing, Denise?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good to have you on here. So,
it's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. So, and once again, we'll always want to thank you for letting the Ham Radio Club meet at the building there.
You're more than welcome for that. I like to see those small groups take off.
Yeah,
and it sounds like you guys are doing great.
We really are, and we got some visitors to our last meeting here, and a new licensee passed not one but two tests. So he's actually he's in the general license class now. So I mean, that you can't ask for anything better than that, to be able to just go from nothing to, you know, quite a lot of privileges.
That's right. And then you've got something. What is it you've got going on?
Yeah, we have our field day coming up here on the 24th and 25th. So that is a couple, not this Saturday, but next Saturday into Sunday. And so that is going to be a really good event. This is a really big event for Ham Radio, where we're going to have our field day, is what it's called, up at Big Hill for Feaster Park, up at the Oakcrest Lodge. And it's a public event, so all are welcome to come by and see Ham Radio in action. So it's gonna be
fun. Yeah, and all you people that are up at 2 a.m. and don't have
anything
to do, come by and see what they're doing.
Yeah, because we're gonna be going 24 hours, and we are gonna try to talk to as many states as we can in the U.S. and just using about 100 watts, which doesn't seem like a lot, but you can go quite a long ways with Ham Radio. So that's the cool thing about it.
Well, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one.
So check it out and see how that operates. So
absolutely. So Reawakening updates wise, we did have Peggy Steele called in to let us know a little bit about the youth garden, paint a rock, that sort of thing. What's going on with this?
Yeah, it's the Fresh Start Youth program, and they're trying to build, I'm not going to say the world's longest snake or something, but they're painting rocks. So any kids, anybody that wants to paint a rock and bring it down and add it to the snake to see how long we can make it is welcome to. That's at 1205 West 9th, and yeah, little fun activity for your kids for the summer.
So maybe, you know, if your kids are bored inside or whatnot, if it's raining or too hot or whatever, you can have them grab a rock.
Just a rock, anything they want, mm-hmm. Yeah. A smaller one,
yeah.
not a big...
Not a boulder.
10-pounder or anything like that, but yeah.
And have them paint it, and then do they can just bring it by the garden then?
Yes. Yeah.
Great.
as far as I know, so...
Sure.
I know she said they could drop it off. You know, if you want to drop it off at Reawakening, we'll make sure it gets there. If you want to bring it down to the radio station, you guys can call me and I'll come get it.
Yeah, so, bring it down to the radio station. We're more than happy to help with that.
So,
and then the garden, of course, if people aren't familiar, that's over there on 9th Street, right?
It is, 1205 West 9th. So they're doing a lot of work over there. I drive by all the time. It's looking great. So getting the kids involved and other people in town, so.
Excellent.
Yep, well, check it out. If you haven't been on the walking path, go by that and the orchard. They're looking good for the summer so far.
That's great.
We've had rain, so it's not as bad as it's been in the last couple years.
For sure. So walking by the Midland, I noticed there's some cool air, it seems like, coming out
of
there.
Yes, there is. You know, we're getting close to being finished. I know we're looking at popcorn machines, Pepsi machines, and ice machines at this point to try to get the concession stand finished and all the plumbing and wiring where it needs to go. So, yeah, it's really getting exciting because we are getting to the end of that front of house.
Well, you know, you have to make sure you have Dr. Pepper. That's my only request.
Okay.
I'll write that down.
I will write it down. So,
you got to have that. Otherwise, everything else I don't care about.
Okay. But, Dr. Pepper, we'll remember that one. Midland's moving on, and hopefully July 31st, we'll have that front of house open. And go from there. And then the UP Park, we're getting stuff ordered in for it to do the next, I think, we had a grant for, what, $87,000 that we got. So we'll be finishing up there, getting some things set. So I'll wait till we get it in. Then we can surprise everybody with it.
Okay, good deal. We can't wait. We always like surprises.
And then I wanted to bring up Cedar Bluff Camp. Their 100th anniversary is this weekend, and from 10 to 3 on Saturday. They've got a lot going on. The car show, Bouncy House, Magic by Pete, Coffeeville Community Band will be there. They've got a cornhole tournament going on, face painting, food vendors. So make sure and go out and look at the camp. You know, they've been doing a lot of work out there. So if you haven't been there recently, then go out and check it out and, you know, take a look and have some fun for the weekend. And you know, if you want to volunteer, let somebody know there, you know, they're always needing people.
Well, that's going to be a great event, you know, for folks who maybe it's been a while since they've been out to the camp or maybe never been out. This is a fantastic time.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you know, you just need to be there. They've done a lot of work, so, you know, congratulations to that whole board out there. They've put in a lot of work on it. So.
Good deal.
And then the summer celebration, always July 8th. It starts at like 8 in the morning till 6, and then the largest fireworks display in the area will be that evening, and it starts out with the fun run and walk, the 1 and 5K, car show, the kiddie car show at the Ron Stevens Building. Reawakening is sponsoring that again this year, so make sure you got the kids as Hot Wheels or whatever, the all charged up and ready to go.
Right.
So you can register at the Ron Stevens Building starting at 8 in the morning. Have that done. So the Fraternal Order of Police have their cornhole tournament going on, so you can register at noon for that. I think they started at 2 p.m. and there's first place, $300. It costs $20 per person to get in, so make sure you, if you like doing that kind of thing, register for that. Backroads and Retro Rockers will be there again this year for the music and water slides, all that.
All good stuff.
So make sure,
yeah,
you know, you're there. And one thing I want to call out, you know, if you talk to Gail Smith, he says, you know, it kind of runs itself, but that's not true. So there's Gail Smith, Mike Bradley, and Andy Duncan. They put a lot of work into this, but they're a well-oiled machine, right? And they just know what they're doing. So Dollar Tire, Blake's Automotive, and City of Coffeeville all help out with that. So,
well, that is fantastic. Yeah. And I know that he called into Open Line here a couple weeks ago, and we're going to be having him on here in a little bit to talk about it more, because it's a fantastic event. And, I mean, nothing is more important, I think, than, you know, celebrating our freedom in the 4th. And
That's right.
It's a piece of Americana. So
yeah,
we like that.
You know, and they built this up. I think this is their 7th year maybe doing it out there. So, you know, we always enjoy going out. There's a lot of people there, a lot of vendors. So.
And what a great story about, you know, taking some initiative to put something like this together.
Absolutely. So they deserve all the credit. And we just need support, right? The community needs to go out and support it. You need to volunteer if they need help and everything. So it's great.
Excellent. Well, you've brought some guests with you today.
Here. I did. So we have Lee Sims and Eric Britt, and they own the buildings and the businesses, Screaming Nickel, and
Colonel Coffee's Trading Company.
Right, I get
Trading Post.
Up. Trading Post or company, whatever.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's always good to highlight some of, you know, our downtown business owners and that
people
sort
who've
of thing.
Taken a chance, you know, and bought in downtown. And part of that is I wanted to bring up the half-cent sales tax initiatives that was passed. And Reawakening, we're going to be having a, you know, maybe a workshop or something over a lunch hour about the applications for the city to get in on some of these grants and loans that are available. Plus, like Coffeeville Area Community Foundation has some money to stack with that. So we want to roll that out to people. So we want to have all the building and business owners kind of know about it, or anybody that's wanting to relocate downtown. I think there's even a grant in there to help out with that. So in the meantime, you know, we had Kimber here last week talking about her new building. These guys have invested in too. So,
yeah. So, tell us a little bit about, of course, Screaming Nickel been around for a little while, and then your new venture. So, do you want to tell us a little bit? You know, how long have you been in downtown, and how did this all start?
I guess the Screaming Nickel has been open 2 years.
September
will be 2 years. Mainly due to this lady sitting over here, Denise. We came to look at the building, and there was a Midland event going on that night, and she tricked us into buying a building.
Hey, she's good at that, you know?
Yeah, I saw potential, you know, and went running across the street to see, what are you doing? And so
here we are.
Well, that's great. So what is your specialty, I guess, the Screaming Nickel? What do you guys do?
We primarily have antiques, resale. We have name brand clothing, household goods, and furniture. Lots of furniture.
Antiques and oddities.
And oddities.
Hey, that's good. I like that kind of thing. No,
it's the secondhand market, resale market. That's who we really target. And then our second venture is Colonel Coffee's Trading Post, and that is really an opportunity to have vendors come down. That's all the in that building. It's vendors that are local to Coffeyville and other areas. So we are trying to sprout 100 new businesses. If we are trying to make them successful, so they eventually may venture out and have their own brick and mortar or their own online business.
Well, sure. You know, that's a relatively low barrier to entry business. I mean, I've had one. I've had a booth before, and it is a lot of fun. And how did that actually come about? You know, you got a big building over there, and I've been through it. I mean, it's definitely super nice. I mean, I don't know if I consider myself a connoisseur of that sort of thing, but I've been to a lot of them. I know a lot about, I guess, about the business, and you've got a nice setup over there.
Well, thank you. We met with Harold Haymaker a year ago to talk to him about the building. Just didn't seem to be the right time, the right match, what have you. So he came to the Screaming Nickel to talk to us to see if we were still interested, and we went back over and looked at the building again. And we were definitely more interested, but we found a mural in there that Don Sprague had painted in 1989 that was being stored there of Colonel Coffee's Trading Post. And it was kind of like that aha moment that we're probably supposed to do this.
That is great.
So the murals, there's three. There's one of Colonel Coffee, one of Chief Black Dog, and one of the Condon Bank. That are all on display now in the store, thanks to Susie Sprague and the Sprague family for their gracious loan of those murals. So come down and check out a little bit of Coffeyville history. I'm not a Coffeyville kid, but I've gotten pretty interested in the history, so I'll probably bore you a little bit with some stories about the murals.
No, I think that is definitely fantastic. I mean, we're blessed to have so many of these great murals, and nice to have some more on display now again,
right,
too. So, and I'm sure that, you know, this is a unique opportunity because, one, by, you know, having this business, you're allowing people to have their own small businesses. And do you still have any booths still available for rent at all?
We have a couple of small booths left. First off, thanks to all of our vendors, the response has been far more than we expected this early. We're basically full. I think we have two booths left, three booths left. Great vendors. It's really neat to go through and see what they bring in every day. We do some midnight shopping ourselves after hours.
Always something new, right?
There's always something set on the counter. I guess we're going to have to pay for this one. So, not sure if we're making money at this point, but we're getting a lot of really neat stuff.
Oh, that's overrated, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They print it every day.
So. Well, it's a unique business model, and I think that is great. And how many booths did you say you have?
We've got 85, roughly. We will rent you a 5 square feet of wall space. We'll rent you some shelves. We've got vendors that are on four-way shelves selling jellies, salsas. We've had a jelly tasting last Saturday. Went really well. We're going to do more of that in the future. We also have, you can't be Colonel Coffee's Trading Post if you don't sell Colonel Coffee. So we're working with a roaster out of Arkansas. We're going to have two or three of our own roast that'll be available there. Just trying to stick our toes a little bit of everywhere.
Sure. No, that is excellent. And of course, you know, business owners like you, and I know Denise, you're going to have a little more details once we get some stuff from the city, but, you know, there is going to be some money from, of course, the half-cent sales tax that you all can benefit from in the variety of, you know, different improvements. I know facade is one.
Right.
I mean, there's all these
incentives,
different categories.
Yeah, there's quite a few incentives for downtown.
Yep.
So
we've looked through the grants. There's a grant for just about anything you need to do on one of these old buildings.
Sure.
Which is awesome, especially, I mean, Coffeyville's not a great big town, so having this available is
business owners in downtown, what are some of the challenges that you've had to overcome to have a business? You know, what unique things that have faced you as owners?
Community support, people knowing where we're at, that we're downtown, that there's shopping available downtown. That's been probably getting our name out there was probably one of the biggest challenges with the Screaming Nickel. We have a really nice following. So it's growing. It's growing organically. So that's been really nice. Parking has been a challenge. We've done really well with that as well. What are some of the other challenges?
Old buildings.
Yeah,
absolutely, old buildings.
That's what makes the downtown neat. That's where the history of the town's at.
We need to keep as many as we can, you know, up
yes,
and running.
Yes, absolutely.
So. Yeah.
Also, the hours. We're open 7 days a week at Colonel Coffee's, 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 1 to 5 on Sunday. People are used to rolling up the sidewalk at 4:30, 5 o'clock. And we're starting to get more business between 5 and 6. Yeah.
I'm noticing a lot more cars down there.
Yeah.
Well, and that's something that I think we want to continue to grow. You know, I've talked to people who are maybe business owners or maybe they're looking to be. And that's one of the thoughts is, hey, you know, we don't want it to be dead after five. You know,
right.
And it's not something that's going to happen overnight. You know,
right.
we got to chip away at it. But I think, you know, appreciate you doing that, you know, having that extra push to stay open because, you know, if more people do that and we get more business downtown,
right.
we get the ball rolling and it'll take off.
One at a time.
If we have shoppers in the building and come in at 6 or shortly thereafter, we're usually still there, we want them to come in. We will stay as late as they're there shopping and enjoying themselves. We don't want to rush anybody out. Our vendors deserve to have every last customer come in and shop.
One more upcoming event, the 100-mile, Can Okla yard sale, rummage sale, however that thing's mm-hmm. labeled. We're going to be participating in it with the parking lot to the east of Colonel Coffee's at 205 West 9th. It's going to be open to all of our vendors. We'll have some space for the public, trying to have hopefully a food truck set up, some free water. Not sure what all we're going to be able to get done, but try to make that a destination for the town also, because that's a huge event in this part of the country.
Yes.
It is. And another reminder, you know, we had them in a couple weeks ago. Still looking for some help with that, volunteers, because also, just like Summer Celebration, the 100-mile sale doesn't just put itself on.
No.
You know, there's actually a surprising amount of organization that goes into that.
We're one of the sponsors of that.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. No, it is. And talking to the gals who, you know, work on that, I mean, it just really is a great effort. And it brings a lot of people from the Forest State area
and beyond.
It's surprising.
Yeah. And it also educates other people about all the shopping opportunities in Coffeyville. There's more than just Screaming Nickel and Colonel Coffees. There's Harrington's and the Wishing Well, the Pink Flamingo. There's the churches that have their opportunities on Thursdays.
Shabby to Chic.
There's one more down by Shabby to Chic. I can't remember the name of it. But there's a lot of different opportunities that people don't realize are here.
So it'd be a great day trip, like on a Saturday,
absolutely.
To come and hit 5 or 6 or 8 yep. places.
Absolutely.
Place. So, and I want to commend you on the front of the store, you know, I mean, with the flowers and everything out there. It just really looks nice. It's very inviting. So.
Yeah.
Kind of helps with the streetscape down there.
Very good.
We're trying to keep up with the Nichols Hitching Post because
yep.
they have
they
the
do.
Flowers.
Yes, they do.
So. Yep.
They do a great job on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big draw. So, alrighty. Well, anything else you'd like to share with the listeners here today?
Come on down to either 211 West 8th or 205 West 9th and check us out. You won't believe how much stuff is in the Screaming Nickel on 8th Street. And we've just brought in several new truckloads of very nice used furniture. And then come over to the Colonel Coffees and check us out over there.
Okay. All right.
Make a day of it.
Make a day of it.
Right.
Well, we really appreciate having you on today, and hope folks can stop by and see you. And thank you for being another one of our great downtown businesses. We do appreciate the effort.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, Denise, appreciate it as always, and we'll look forward to talking again here real soon.
Okay.
And coming up, we have Open Line. That's on the way at 9:10. Speaking of buying, selling, and trading, that's your time to do that. That's on the way here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.